You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music found on this show, just type in Zunier, Zunior.com. Listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and with this episode, I guess I'm about to celebrate a year of the Home Game Six Pack in association with Zunier.com at the same time that Zunier.com celebrated 10 years of providing great Canadian digital music. That song that you heard came from the Tony Decker album, 10 Years of Zunier, where Tony Decker covered some of his favorite songs found in Zunier.com. That particular song was a Ray Spoon tune that he covered, and it was beautiful. Many of the songs on this album are well worth listening to. All of them. How could I say many? That's just silly. It's a great album, and all the money from the sale of the album goes to the Daily Bread Food Bank, which is something that Zunier.com does often. They have a number of things under the hashtag Zunier10 at Zunier.com that you can purchase, and all of the money from that those sales will go to the Daily Bread Food Bank. That's something that Junior Dave has been doing over the years, typically with a Christmas album. This year there wasn't a Christmas album because of the Junior 10 celebrations. He did release a 2005 album, and we're going to feature that a little bit later. That was the very first Junior holiday collection. Right now, we're going to feature two songs that are found in the Christmas collection on Junior.com. We're going to start with Dan Burke. His Christmas record was released in 2006. And if you want to learn more about Dan, you head over to Burke, BRYK.com. And for now, this is the bonus track off of Dan Burke's Christmas record. It's the classic Let It Snow here on the Home Game Six Pack, thanks to Junior.com.
1, 2. Outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate to go out in a storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying,
and my dear, we're still goodbye.
But as long you love me so,
let it snow, 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 snow.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron was flying once more. The Allied command ignored all of its men and called on Snoopy to do it again. 'Twas the night before Christmas, 40 below. And Snoopy went out in search of his foe. He spied the Red Baron, and fiercely they fought. But with ice on his wings, Snoopy knew he was caught. Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ring out from the land, asking peace of all the world and goodwill to man. Snoopy dead in his sights, he reached for the trigger to pull it up tight. Why he didn't shoot, well, we'll never know. Or was it the bells from the village below?
Christmas bells, those Christmas bells, ringing through the land, bringing peace to all.
Snoopy fly to the Rhine, forced him to land behind the enemy lines. Snoopy was certain that this was the end when the Baron cried out,
Merry Christmas, my friend!
offered a holiday toast, and Snoopy, our hero, saluted his host. And then with a roar, they were both on their way, each knowing they'd meet on some other day.
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and you can find me online at homegameradio.com. The podcast, of course, is found there, and also at zunier.com. At the top of the page, you'll see podcast, and you can go all the way back to the very first episode, which was also heavy on the holiday music. It's there available for you to download and listen at your pleasure. I am a sucker for holiday music. I don't know what it is. I seek it out. Every year I try to find new holiday music. That last song was Jim Bryson and Jeremy Fisher doing Snoopy vs. the Red Baron. The first cover version of that song I heard was by one of my favorite bands from Detroit. I grew up in Windsor, Ontario, so Detroit was a huge influence. Goober and the Peas recorded that song, and the beauty of their version of that song was they got classic Detroit Tigers radio announcer Ernie Harwell to be the Red Baron. And I every time I hear that song, I think of Ernie Harwell, although the Jim Bryson and Jeremy Fisher version is just as good. And you can find it on the Jim Bryson Instant Holiday album, which was released in 2012, a year that Jim Bryson and Jeremy Fisher did a lot of, well, not a lot, but a few songs together. And let's see, as we move into the future, if they continue to do songs together. I'll remind you that in 2014, Jeremy Fisher released The Lemon Squeeze, his brand new album on Hidden Pony Records. It's found at zunier.com. And I'm not 100% sure if Jim Bryson, he's working on a new album, I remember. But he's also helping record albums. And Oh Susanna, name dropper, is one album that he helped record, and he convinced Oh Susanna to find people who would write songs for her to then sing. Rather than covering songs of her favorite musicians, they said, hey, favorite musicians, will you write Oh Susanna a song? And the album is called Name Dropper, and it is wonderful and beautiful, and you will enjoy it if you go and get it. I promise you that. Next up for you is another holiday album, one of the holiday Zunier albums. It's from the 2011 Zunier Holiday Blender, where Zunier Dave convinced a whole bunch of musicians to take classic Christmas songs and mash them up with classic Canadian songs. One of my favorite is Mike O'Neill covering Frosty the Gold Rush. Neil Young and Frosty the Snowman together. It's beautiful. This is maybe my second favorite now that I've listened to it, well, since 2011 a few times. It's Nick Zubek and it's Sunglasses at Silent Night. Yes, Corey Hart never sounded so good singing holiday tunes than Nick Zubek sounds singing Corey Hart's Sunglasses at Night mashed together with Silent Night. The proceeds from this album still goes to the Daily Bread Food Bank. So if you're looking for some holiday music with some beautiful album artwork, head over to zunier.com and grab the 2011 Zunier Holiday Blender. And really, you should just grab them all because they are fabulous collections of music. Here is Nick Zubek with Sunglasses at Silent Night on the Home Game Six Pack, thanks to zunier.com. Calm.
child.
You're listening to the Home Game Six Pack. I'm Rob Pingle, and that was another one of my favorite holiday songs, Wax Mannequin, teaming up with my friend Corwin Fox, who now lives out here on the West Coast with me in the Comox Valley, creating beautiful music. Wax Mannequin keeps creating interesting music. They teamed up to cover Little Drummer Boy, and you can now find it at Zunier.com in their Zunier Holiday Collection 2005, the very first annual Zunier Holiday Collection. It's available for only $4.44, 13 songs. All the money goes to the Daily Bread Food Bank. For that much money, you should go and purchase it right now. Give it to someone else. Make it a gift. It's holiday season, so gifting is the best thing you can do with your spare time. When I listen to that song, Little Drummer Boy, I start thinking about, were there any metal bands who released holiday albums? And then I thought, you know, a good metal band to release a holiday album would be a Christian metal rock band like Stryper. And so I decided to do a quick search. Wikipedia's Stryper page makes no mention of a holiday album released by Stryper, but it is a full page. There is a lot of information there about Stryper. If you were wondering about the Christian rock band Stryper, go and read the Wikipedia page. It will entertain you and fill you with information that you may never need again. I have found the song, especially the Little Drummer Boy song by Wax Mannequin, was a little loud, and I wondered about it until there was a response song written by the Heavy Blinkers and sung by Jen Grant. It was released as a Christmas single back in 2010, and it is found on the Heavy Blinkers 2013 album, Health. It's called Silence Your Drum, and I'm so glad to be sharing it with you right now. It is just the best song. So after you have absorbed Wax Mannequin's version of Little Drummer Boy, now hear the response of the Heavy Blinkers with Jen Grant and Silence Your Drum. It's all here on the Home Game Six Pack, thanks to Zunier.com. I will try to sneak another six pack in before the end of the year. If not, there will always be more great Canadian music for you. Please come and visit me at homegameradio.com. Send me an email if you choose homegame@telus.net and do your holiday shopping at Zunier.com. It's the little digital music store, and I'm happy to be a part of it. They're good, good people. Here is the Heavy Blinkers from the album Health with Jen Grant, Silence Your Drum. Thanks for being out there.
Instead. of people to leave. Don't play that drum tonight. A drum tune that hard will just make him cry. Please no pum-pum-pum tonight. We appreciate the distance you've come. It must have been hard to walk with the drum, but we've just put the Son of God to bed. Could you not have bought a harp instead?
You've been listening to the Home Game Six Pack, brought to you by Zunier.com, the little digital music store. For any of the music heard on this program, just type in Zunior, Zunior.com.